A battle over a toxic waste site in West Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. People in Kalamazoo are rallying to get rid of a major dump site that contains cancer-causing waste. Lindsay Smith reports they're preparing to fight the Environmental Protection Agency to do it.
Imagine decades worth of wood pulp and gray clay waste from the paper mill industry. There's 1.5 million cubic yards of it, and it's laced with polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. Now, plop it in the middle of a neighborhood. Sarah Hill lives a little more than a mile away from what neighbors have dubbed Mount PCB.
So what you see right now is a sheet pile wall that's holding back a constructed mountain of PCB-contaminated materials and keeping it from dropping with gravity down into the Portage Creek. The EPA said at the time, this is temporary. We will come back with a permanent removal approach.
The real human health risk from PCBs comes from eating fish from the Kalamazoo River. Over time, the toxic chemicals build up in fatty tissue in fish. PCBs can cause cancer and other health effects. This site is just a portion of the contamination that stretches along 80 miles of the Kalamazoo River, all the way to Lake Michigan. The Environmental Protection Agency has been cleaning up this so-called Superfund site for more than a decade. Paper mills began to dominate the river valley in the late 1800s, but in the 1950s, some mills started recycling carbonless copy paper, commonly used for invoices, credit card receipts. In the 1960s, that paper contained PCBs. Dick DeVisser grew up in Kalamazoo near one of the mills and still lives nearby.
The rotting paper fiber was not the most pleasant stuff to smell. It didn't seem to be hazardous, at least we didn't think so. And it smelled like jobs, so we tolerated it.
By 1971, production of copy paper with PCBs ended once people realized how toxic the stuff was. But it kept getting recycled at paper mills along the Kalamazoo River years later. Companies weren't allowed to just dump the waste after the Clean Water Act passed. DeVisser remembers the companies created big lagoons full of waste instead.
And with the sun and so on, exposure to the air, the top would crust over. And us kids were radically foolish in those days, and we would walk out on that crust. And I remember one of my friends falling in, and we had to fish him out from under that layer of pulp. It's a wonder he lived to tell it.
City officials are worried the pile of PCBs will leach into the aquifer that supplies the drinking water to more than 120,000 people. DeVisser and city leaders want the EPA to remove all the toxic material and send it to a landfill that can handle it. Total removal is the most expensive option, and the paper company that owned the site went bankrupt. So now there's only about $50 million in a trust fund to clean up the site. The EPA estimates it'll cost more than seven times that amount to remove the contamination. The agency has told the city it's likely to consolidate and cap Mount PCB. That's what they did on sites upstream. Gary Wagger is executive director of the Kalamazoo River Cleanup Coalition.
Well, upstream is an unincorporated area. Hardly anybody lives there. There's plenty of deer, you know, but I mean, they don't vote and they don't carry signs and raise hell. So they were able to get away with that.
The coalition is planning a big march tomorrow to show the EPA they're not backing down. The city wants the EPA to consider an offer from a landfill in Wayne County. The company says it can remove the toxic material for a third of the cost the EPA has quoted. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
You can see some photos of Mount PCB on our website, michiganradio.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.